buenas noches, buenas tardes, good afternoon. This is G with Long Play Studio checking in with August Communique, as we call it, the monthly newsletter that we send out via audio form because we're too lazy to write. And it just makes sense being a hi-fi driven studio that we put out some audio instead of some written stuff. But you will get an email if you subscribe, and that email is going to just redirect you over here. But this is just a recap of just things that are happening at the studio, a little bit of info for what's to come, and we're going to try to do that pretty quickly so that we can get you guys going. And this is something that we've been trying to do every month, but it's been tough to do with a one-man team, but getting there slowly, and hopefully it's going to be a consistent thing. So moving on, the listening club. I wanted to just remind everybody that Long Play is a listening club. So it's a place that is there to promote a musical experience, and Long Play is a studio. So it's Long Play Studio, which is the agency that kind of puts on this pop-up called Long Play Hi-Fi, and it's kind of taken over like everything that we do now, because client work kind of was difficult in 2020. So we had been wanting to do this project for a couple years, and the listening club is there now, and it's been something that's been really tough to just kind of put out there during COVID. So we've always been kind of switching things up and finding ways to stay sustainable, and I think that one of those ways is obviously like changing the way the space is experienced. So we really want this to be precisely that, an experience, and we're treating it such as in the form that we're putting tickets associated to it, and those tickets come with some complimentary beverages, and these are coffee and tea beverages, and we're sourcing some really good coffees, and we're doing nothing but manual brews. It's just something that for us adds value to the membership. The tickets, also we have the membership, but that's separate. I'll let you guys look that up on your own. There is a link in the bio, but with the tickets, these tickets, anybody can come in. You don't have to be a member. Members do have special perks, but you can come and experience the listening club and sit down and check out some of the selections from the records from the library or from the visiting selectors, and it's awesome. Really, really cool. It also helps us sustain this project that our studio is putting out there to see if it's something that we want to pursue and actually like build out somewhere with a whole different layout and an actual bar that has plumbing. But this is our first step to getting there with Long Play Hi-Fi, and creating sustainability has been really tough this last year, especially for just like being unknown previously prior to 2020 in terms of like this project. Because as I mentioned, the studio's been around since 2013, and it's been working with clients, and it was always behind the scenes. Now with hi-fi, it's just like it's been really difficult. So creating the sustainability in form of tickets helps us really create a more sustainable project for us that we can hopefully keep afloat for as long as possible, and move it out, you know, move it out, put it somewhere with some outdoor seating, you know, somewhere badass. So moving on, I wanted to just kind of remind everybody that we've changed the hours, Wednesday to Saturday now. We're leaving Sundays for ticketed events only, and we're doing two ticketed events per month. One is called the B-Side Sunday, which is our burrito event, ticketed. We also got Acquired Taste. So if you've been in the loop of what we're doing, Acquired Taste has been the event that we do with tickets, but instead of there being burritos, there's going to be like food, and we've done oysters, and we've done like toasts with uni and caviar and like natural wines and stuff. It's 21 and up. It's ticketed. It's private, which means that it's a locked door event, and it's a private listening session more than anything. We invite some selectors to come over. It's different vibe in the morning. So those are the two events that we're leaving for Sundays only. So on Sundays, we're not open to the public. The other days, the listening club is in the form of tickets, or if you're a member. And the memberships, there is more details on the website, but That's honestly the best way to support us if you want to support the project. Aside from that, there's also coffee bags, which we just launched, and there's going to be more coming. There's some reading material that we just got in this month that we've been bringing in too, but this month we just got in Jazz Kissa out of Japan, Jazz Kissa Volume 2, the all English edition. If you guys don't know about Jazz Kissa, please, please, please check them out on IG. They're doing fantastic work out in Japan to document and kind of just spotlight different regions in Japan and the scene bar culture. It's really dope. And we also got Record Mag, issue number 9, coming in. If you guys didn't get a chance to pick up issue 8 that we had, definitely try to cop this one. It's really good. It comes out twice a year. Carl and the team, man, you guys are killing it with Record Mag. So really stoked to have it in. And it's going to be hopefully arriving soon. So that will be online and in studio. So to remind everybody, our website has the online shop and it has all the stuff that we're selling. Got some shirts coming up too. But yeah, man, those are the best ways of supporting us. And aside from that, you know, everything's pretty good. Hopefully, you know, we'll see some changes in the way things are headed as we move into the fall and winter. You know, we'd love to see the world move on, but you know, we're going through a tough time at the moment, so we've got to keep it positive. And one of those things that we're doing to keep it positive is just putting out more music. You know, we're doing more live streams. We're, you know, we added Wednesday to the mix. I'm really trying to work on the docket for selectors. And we're doing this really cool playlist on Spotify. Fortunately, I'm not doing them anywhere else because yeah, it's just a Spotify thing for now, but hopefully the future can be elsewhere. And we're calling this one, this first series, I mean, we already have a couple other playlists that we've done, but these are like collabs that we're doing. We're inviting some friends to curate some playlists for us, so we're launching this new seasonal playlist series. And for this first one, we're calling it the Summer Playlist Invitational. And we're going to kick it off with the homies up in Encinitas, Lone Flag. If you guys haven't checked out Lone Flag, peep them out. They got some dope denim, and just doing really nice things up in Encinitas. Campbell, shout out. The playlist that he sent over is really, really nice, really smooth. Some French music. Put a song from the Nubians, which, man, I hadn't heard that song in years. It's such a good track, man. So good, so good. So we're going to kick off the Summer Playlist Invitational with Lone Flag, and that's going to be kicking off tomorrow, Friday, the 6th of August. And then coming up after that, we got some more homies that are going to be doing the playlist. I'm not going to share all the names, but you know, this is something that's going to hopefully happen every season, and some more collabs coming with, you know, other people that we want to just see what they're listening to. So this first playlist is just really simple. Like, what are you listening to in the summertime? Like, what do you want to put out there in the world? And no restraints on what you can or cannot play. Just put together 12 to 15 songs and that was it. It's beautiful, beautiful playlist to kick off with Lone Flag. So be on the lookout for that. It's going to be on the bio. And we'll also be sending out newsletters. If you're not subscribed, check out the newsletter. That's where we're really going deep on some other things that are happening at the studio. But that's it, man. Stoked to roll into August. Hopefully, you know, get to see more of you out there with your mask or without your mask once you sit down. We're not implementing mask rules just yet, but it's nice to see everybody who respects the mask game still, because you know, we're trying to do our part as well at the shop. So that's it. This is August Communique. This is G with Long Play Studio, and wishing everybody a great month of August. Hope to see you at the shop sometime soon. Shop, studio, whatever. Peace.